We start with a few words of wisdom from Rabbeinu Yoin in other areas. In the Masechtas Ovis in Perek Beis, Mishneh Zayin, the Mishneh discusses there, and the Mishneh says, Mar bebosor, mar berimo, mar benuchosim, mar bedaigot. Talks about the negative aspects in terms of gashmius. The more nuchosim someone has, the more wealth, the more assets, the more it comes with a lot of worries that go along with it. How to deal with it. And of course, there are many losses. The more you have, the more you invest, and so on and so forth. The more a person indulges in food, well, at the end of the day, when he is buried, the worms will just have all that much more to eat. Mar bebosar, mar berima. But the Torah says also, Chazal say in others, mar betoyre, mar bechay. The more Torah that a person has, the more life he has. So Rabbeinu Yoin suggests, and he points out, he says, sure. He says, you know, there's pleasure, you know, in eating a lot of food. There is pleasure, there's physical pleasure. And there is tremendous pleasure as well. Someone who learns Torah, someone who appreciates Torah, we know that that's a tremendous pleasure. But the difference is that one really indulges, you know, in physical pleasure, that many times leads a person to shorten his life. Due to the fact of the pursuit of everything that is material. But the pleasure of Torah not only does not shorten one's life, just the opposite, it gives one life. That's dealing with gashmizdike pleasure, material pleasure. His life will be extended. But he says, the truth is, the phrase, mar b'toyre, mar b'chayim, he says, is in direct contrast to mar b'nechosim, mar bedaige, mar betoyre, mar bechaim, which means to say as follows. Bederach klal, worry is not a good thing. Worry is not healthy. Matter of fact, the body of a person can break down when there is a lot of worry. However, says Rabbeinu Yoina, the worry about Torah, when somebody is worried, for example, he's studying and he realizes he's not matzliach, he's not successful as much as he would like to be, and he has the daige, the worry about being successful, understanding more and more, the worry concerning Torah, he says, adds to your life. That is a positive worry. Ben Yonah says, Dagas ha-Torah, he says, Afki hi dagi gedoyle lemeivin. People who understand know that great people have tremendous daiga when they try to understand certain areas of Torah and they're not successful. That's what they worry about. They're not worried about other things, really, to that degree, certainly not. But what really worries them is when they find that they don't have the ability either to study enough and to understand enough. So worry of Torah, certainly on the one hand, is a great daige. However, he says, this type of a daige, ein yocholes ledaige ahi lasas lera. But this daige will not carry any negative side effects. And he points out, Adrabi, he says, mar b'toyre, mar b'chayim. Hadoig b'toyre, oirech yomim, ushnais chayim, visholem yesifolo. That's an interesting thing. Two people can worry. One person's type of a worry will shorten his life, and another person's worry will extend life, depending which area he's worrying about. That's part of the Zgul of Torah. The Zgul of Torah is Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chayim, says Rabbi Yoini, means even the worry of Torah, worrying about it. You'll say, oh, pleasure is something that you enjoy something, so, okay, that's good for you. But worrying is not really good for you. But when it's the Daig of Torah, when it's in the area of Torah, that's the Havtoche, that Oirech Yom Mishnois Chayim V'Sholem Yesifalo. So that's one of the special zegulis that one can enjoy with Torah, which means the daig of Torah and the iyun and aloche does not hurt someone, is not mazik anyone in any way. Another thing, says Rabbeinu Yoine, one of the aspects of one of these zegulis to be successful in one's learning, Rabbeinu Yoine says you find many times people study, many people learn, and they're not really matzliach, they're not successful, other people are more successful. There could be many reasons for that also. But one of the reasons which is important to realize, says Rabbeinu Yoin, again, he says it's also in, actually this he says in Mishle. The Posek Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, Chochmo, Musar, and so on, Evilim Bozui. People, foolish people, despise wisdom. Foolish people, they don't understand to appreciate wisdom. Rabbeinu Yoin says that in order to be successful in learning, you have to appreciate learning. If one does not really appreciate learning, if you don't really understand the value of the knowledge that you are trying to pursue, he says, that itself is a hindrance in your success and in your hatzlocha. Ben Yoin says, the klal is, Letatzliach belimud achochmo imeineno yekoro beinecho. If the Torah really is not really precious in your eyes, then you will not be matzliach. So this is an important segula. Not to be matzliach, one's learning, to really understand the importance and to appreciate the value of learning. The more you appreciate the value of learning, the more siyata d'shamaya you will have in order to be successful in your mission of learning. So we are here in the Shari Tshuva. We are here in Sif Chof Dalet. And we are still going on with the theory and with the theme regarding the Maila of Hachnoa, the Maila of being humble. And here Rabbeinu Yoyne here in Shari Tshuva, in Sif Chof Dalet, Veda. So Rabbeinu Yoyne says, I want you to know, Ki Mailas HaHachnoa Rabbis. There are many Mailas to the Maila of humility and Hachnoa. He says, in Shari Hanova. This is Shari Tshuva. But in Shari Hanova, he elaborates more. But here again, he says, being that we are talking about Tshuva, it's important also to emphasize the importance of Hachnoa, humility. And Shari Tshuva goes on to say, Vahamadrego el Yoina. So the highest level. Vahachnoa hamiyucheves, he says, from the Hachnoah that becomes fitting, Miderech HaTshuva, Rabbi Yoinef, with these words alone, already is telling us that as important as Hachnoah, humility is, it's particularly important because it becomes a vital aspect in the process of Tshuva. So besides the general mile of humility, which we see all along, that the life of a Yid has to be a life of Anova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises arrogance, but all the more when a person is about tshuva, is in a mahalach of tshuva, in his derech of tshuva, the mahalach of tshuva, that in and of itself is mechayev hachnoa. So he says, that's what he points out to say, hamadrego el yoyna, b'achnoa hamechuyeves mederech hatshuva, and that is, sheyagdil v'yadir avodas Hashem. A person has to appreciate and has to magnify in his mind, his imagination, the importance of serving Hashem. And not give credit to himself. In other words, a person says to himself, look how great I am, look how good I am, look how much I'm doing for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is in contrast, that is in direct contrast to what Hachnoah means. Hachnoah means demands that a person, on the other hand, should understand the tremendous achrayas that he has, the tremendous debt that he owes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, you should understand the greatness of what Avodas Hashem demands, and v'layachzik toiv l'atzmo, and therefore should not credit himself, but rather he says the opposite. Ki yiktan hakol be'enov, a person should in fact minimize his Avodas Hashem. He should downplay his Avodas Hashem. Ki neged mashu chayiv Avodas Hashem, a person recognizes how much he owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So no matter how much he has done, he really understands it doesn't amount to much. A common moshe would be that if a person, let's say, would owe $500,000, and he pays $5, so he can credit himself, so, okay, look how what a nice guy I am, I paid $5. But the debt is so great, the debt is so much. So that the little bit that you're doing doesn't amount much to what is owed. A person has to make a cheshbon that how much he owes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much avodas Hashem he owes to Hashem, and therefore he'll realize that as much as he has already done, he'll realize to minimize that. Ki yiktan hakol. He says, all of it, he says, will be yiktan, he will minimize it. Keneged mashu chai b'avodas Hashem. He realizes what he has done. Keneged how much he should be doing. How much he's chai. Thereby, alkein, yikona v'yavoid, he says, behatznea. Therefore, it demands that a person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many times, it should be done like in private, not in the eyes of other people. They're people that when they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they dafke like to have people around them to observe that he should gain a name or gain a reputation. He's a great Oved Hashem. Or maybe he'll do extra learning hours where people can able to see it, and therefore title him, right? Title him as being some sort of a great person. The idea is to be a Hatzneleches, to be a person really who is serves Hashem, not to gain favor in the eyes of people around him. Should be a person should not desire honor, he says, for his worthy maisim. He should not desire honor, nor should he go to seek glory, he says, for his pa'ulas, for his deeds. that in fact are admirable deeds, but rather the opposite. Ve'yastirei midatom kifi acholus. He should try to hide it. Many times we find even the great rebbes, when people came to them for brachas, and the great rebbes, the brachas were mekuyim. So Chassidim would come back and say, oh, Rebbe, look at the tremendous moifis. And in fact, it was a moifis. But Rebbes always tried to downplay it. Yeah, it's not because of this, it's because of that. It's your own schus, you did something good at that particular day. They always find certain ways how to downplay the koyach of their brocha. And this is what the Shaar HaTshuva is pointing out. V'yastire midatom kifi acholos. To try to hide midatom from the das of other people. Kifi acholos as much as is possible. This is all part of the midah of achnoah. By the way, again, we know Rabbi Yoin, every word is meduyik. Befrat Rishonim, always, every word is meduyik. And Rabbi Yoin especially, he says, again, he seems to repeat, just with different words, the idea of not pursuing COVID. Once he says, v'lo yach moit COVID, then he says, v'lo yivakish tiferes, which basically would seem to be the same thing. Right? Don't desire COVID, and don't look for glory. So, in Mefarshim Rabbi Yoin, they suggest that the two aspects, the two phrases, really is directing themselves to two areas. Chemda is usually something that's belayed, that's in the heart. Loisachmoid, do not desire, do not covet. So first Rabbeinu Yoin is saying, Loyachmoid means a person should not desire covet. That is referring to chemda belayed. And Voloyivakish Teferis, that's referring to Al Yidei Bnei Yodom. It means not to do pu'ulis, not to do pu'ulis to find glory. One is in the heart, within thinking about it in one's heart, about how great, you know, the things that he is doing. And also, Yevakish Tiferis means, Yevakish means to be Mevakish, glory from other people, that they should praise him, and so on and so forth. Adrabe, just the opposite of Rabbeinu. Not only should he not be Mevakish, glory from other people, he should even try to hide it. So it's from one end of the spectrum to the other. Because we could say, okay, don't pursue covet, okay, but let it happen by itself. Ben Yoy says, no, not only don't pursue it, but even try to hide it. That's the other side. V'yastire midatom kifi ayicholus. Try, as a matter of fact, to hide your maisim toivim, people shouldn't think that you're such a great tzaddik, because your avodah itself, if a person is avodah, the more that a person gains personal benefit out of his avodah, that takes away from the level of his avodah Hashem. The avodah Hashem, which is the true avodah Hashem, is avodah Hashem, l'shmo l'shem shamayim, not for any glory, and not for any aggrandizement, and not for any covet. Now that's not always so easy. But that is, of course, this is the Aveda, this is something to aspire to in one's Aveda Hashem. So, Kaponim, what we see from here is, Rabbi Yoina says that the idea of Hachnoah, the way that a person should understand and which brings him to humility, because we understand the tremendous demand of Aveda Hashem, this demand of him, how much he owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will realize, of course, he will not be Marzik Toiv Latzav, he will not credit himself, because he realizes he's falling so short from the chayiv that he owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that we mentioned on the last days of Pesach, as a matter of fact, from the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, Perek Chof. Ramban, as a matter of fact, what he points out, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends nisyonis to people, he tests people. But Ramban points out HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests people in two ways. One of the ways, the common way that everybody understands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will test people many times with tzaris. People have all types of tests, people have all types of tzaris. You know, the test, of course, is to see how strong are you in your Amunah B'Hashem. That is one basic way of testing. And that is in most of the cases we find that the others were tested. Avraham Avinu was tested with the Akedah. He was tested with the situation where he was thrown into the Kifshinoish, the fiery furnace. Yaakov Avinu was tested and so on. They were tested with tzaris, with calamities. And the idea of that test is, of course, to see how loyal you are to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where are you so committed, unstintingly, that no matter what happens, you will not waver, you will not falter, and you are strong in your Amunah. Of course, that's a test, tremendous test. Ramban said this is a second test. Instead of testing a person with tzoris, says Ramban, he tests you with toive. Because Baruch Hu showers you with a lot of good. What's the test? The test is whether you're going to take that toive and translate it in a hoisofen avodas Hashem. Ramban tainis, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you toives, you owe it. There's payback time. What's the payback? The payback is to serve Hashem all the more, better and greater, to a higher level, more quality, more quantity, in any area that you have the ability to add and to be moist, you have to climb the ladder of Avodas Hashem. Ramban says that Kodesh Baruch Hu many times will shower you with toiva as a nesoyin. Again, what's a nesoyin? To see how you respond to the toiva. Because when Hashem gives you toiva, it demands a chayv. There's a chayv, you have to pay. But Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need your money. The chayv that he demands from you is, which is demanded, is to see do you feel a greater achrayus, a greater responsibility to serve Hashem all the more better. The person understands how much he owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that you're breathing 24 hours a day, just for that alone, how much we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the price of 1 minute of life? There's no dollar figure. You can add to that. And certainly, person, Baruch Hashem, continues to live on and on, days, weeks, months, and years. So, of course, one understands the tremendous achrayus, the tremendous chayva that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he points out, regarding that a person should not be a choymet kovet, a person should not be someone who is desirous of kovet for his actions, for his maisim tovim, for the good things that he does. But in fact, he says, v'yastirem, he should try to hide it all the more. That's interesting by the first Knesset Gedolah, which was in Europe, in Vienna, and the Gedolah Yisrael from all over, who came to participate. And Chofetz Chaim was already of old age, and he also, as is very well known, came to participate at the Knesset Gedolah in Vienna. And the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, had suggested to one of the Gedolah Yisrael, who was Reb Meir Don Plotsky, who was the Mechaber of the Sefer Klei Chemda, many, many Chalokim al HaTorah, a great goyin, also a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. As a matter of fact, he is credited also of being one of the first, Reb Meir Don Plotsky, his name, of being the one who is sensitive to the issue when the Yerushalmi of Kochim, that was Mezuyev, the fraudulent manuscript that was presented as an authentic person who said that he found the Yerushalmi on Kochim, and the many Gedolei Yisrael even were taken in by it. They believe that it's a true Yerushalmi, until, of course, he was exposed as a fraud. But this was printed and then was distributed all over. I myself have seen a volume of it on Masechta Schul, and I happen to see a volume of that, but of course it's out of commission altogether. It's a very valuable, because it's like a rare commodity to have that. But it has the Haskamas of Gedolei Yisrael, who gave Chofetz Chaim, by the way, also. Chofetz Chaim and the Marsham, Poisek Ador, Marsham, also, at the time, believed that it's a true Yerushalmi that was found from a manuscript until it was exposed. But one of those who wrote a whole sefer against it was Reb Meir Don. Great goyin, a Polish goyin. Anyway, so he accompanied the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was already quite old, and certainly could not make the trip by himself. But the Gedolei Yisrael himself served as a shamus. Reb Meir Don served as a shamus to the Chofetz Chaim. And it is said that when they passed through the towns on the way to Vienna, you know, going all the way from Radom to Vienna, the train stopped at many stations, and people who knew that the Chofetz Chaim's train is stopping came and gathered together. They knew the schedule already, to be able to have an opportunity to take a glimpse. What do you have an opportunity to see the Chofetz Chaim? It's not a daily thing. But now that the Chofetz Chaim is passing through and the train stops, so people gather together for all the little towns and villages and so on, to be able to have an opportunity to see the Chofetz Chaim, even a glimpse of the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim refused to go to the window of the train, that they should be able to see him. So Reb Meir Don says to Chofetz Chaim, he says, Rebbe, he says, there's so many people that they want to see you. Why don't you allow them to have the opportunity? Give them the hanoa, give them the pleasure to be able to see you, to see your countenance. And Chofetz Chaim at first said, he says, I'm worried. What am I worried? He says, the Sefer Hasidim writes that a person who takes pleasure on this world from his Torah and mitzvahs, because he's given honor for his Torah and mitzvahs, that takes away from his Olam Haba. He's afraid that the price might be too much to pay to see all the hundreds of people. In some places there would have been thousands of people who are coming to the train station. And he's going to look out the window and he's going to see all of this COVID which is being extended to him. So now, why are they giving him COVID? Because he's a great man. Great tzaddik, Torah, mitzvahs. I'm afraid that that's going to take away from my Olam Haba. So Blair Don said like this. He says, first of all, he says, to be Mahane Yidin, it's kedai to lose a shtickel Olam Haba. And then second of all, the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm not interested, second of all. You convinced me by the first one. They give Hanoah to Yidin, it's kedai to lose a little Olam Haba. It's kedai. And that one suggested, he said, what was the second of all? He didn't let him finish. What was the second of all? He didn't finish. I believe that the second of all was, because the truth is, the Chofetz Chaim didn't have Hanoah from this honor anyway. He was worried that coming to the window and seeing all these people coming to see him, the pleasure of the COVID, you're going to take away from it. The Chofetz Chaim didn't enjoy that pleasure altogether. This was not a pleasure for him. He did not want this COVID anyway, so he really had no concern altogether. It shouldn't have been a legitimate concern that he would lose from his Olam Haba. But the Chofetz Chaim didn't wait to hear anything else. He said, as soon as he was told, he says, it's kedai to be mevater, it's kedai to lose Olam Haba, a chelik of Olam Haba, kuponim. He says, to be mahana other yidin. But upon this, what we see is, this, you could pay a price for that, And that's possibly also another part of the Shari Tshuveh. A person should try to pursue kovet for his ma'aseh hanechbodim. It could cost you a lot also. It's a big price that a person can pay, that in exchange of his Torah mitzvahs, that now he gained honor and kovet and prestige and so on and so forth. And just a gav, I should mention it, the Rebbe Ayatz of Lubavitch once pointed out, in said B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov, he said that the Baal Shem Tov once said that it's kedai for a person to come down to this world, because Baruch Hu sends down a neshama into a body, into a guf. A person will live for 70 years. It's kedai for a person to spend 70 years on this earth, he said, in order to do a toivah to Yid once in 70 years. If that's what you did a toivah for a person once in 70 years, it's kedai to live 70 years. Because we have no idea what it means to do a toivah to a Yid. Akupon, that's something on the lines as with Seter Chavetz Chaim. To be Mahana Yid, and it says it's kedai even to lose Olam Haba also. So, this is what we are talking about. And we know that there are different girsas, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar, when we say, Lo'ilam Yehayodam Yirei Shemayim, we say, a person should be a Yerushimayim, B'seser Uvagoli, whether in B'seser, whether when you are alone, when nobody sees you, right, in a hidden area, Uvagoli, and in public. What is the other version? The other version is, Lo'ilam Yehayodam Yerushimayim, B'seser Kivagoli. What it very means like this. Many people are only Yerushimayim begolui. When other people see them, then they are careful what they do. When other people observe what they do, so maybe they're more makbid on the davening, maybe they shokla longer Shemon Esra if other people are around them. Maybe then they'll daven with a hat, without a hat, with a gartel, without a gartel. Depending, each one has his own bar, where his bar is, where he's up to. But if nobody's looking, nobody's watching, then he's not so meticulous, he's not so observant to detail as he would be. So comes the Chazal, and they put into the tefillah, Lo'ilam Yehodim Yerushimayim B'seiser Kivagoli. Be the same Yerushimayim B'seiser when you are alone, in hiding, nobody sees you, Kivagoli, as when you're doing it when other people see you. So we see, of course, where a person acts differently in front of other people. So comes the Shaar Tshuva, says, V'lo yachmet kovet al ma'isov v'yastirei midatom. Adrav, the true Yerushimayim is, the true Avodas Hashem is when you're not doing it because you want to impress anybody. And therefore, v'yastirei midatom kifi ha'yecholus as much as possible. Goes on the Shaar Tshuva and he says further. This is now Sif Chof Hei. Says the Shaar Tshuva. Ubo ha'inyan hazeh al ikra ha'tshuva. This principle, he says, that we're talking about, the principle of hachnoa. The principle of hachnoa is really something which is a mainstay of tshuva. This idea that hachnoa, humility, is a mainstay of tshuva. M'voyor b'divrei ha'novi olav ha'sholem. One can find it in the words of the Novi. Shenemar, there's a posik in Micha. Now, the posik in Micha asks a question. Micha asks a question. He asks, Bame akadem Hashem, ikaf lelekei morim. So the posik, first part of the posik. Let's realize this posik. Bame akadem Hashem. First part of the posik basically means is, the Novi says, and this is where the question that each and every Yid asks, Bame akadem Hashem, what can I do, sort of like to repay Hashem? What can I do to bring myself closer to Hashem? What can I do to become befriended with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can I do to make myself korov l'Hashem, to make myself connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'mei akadem Hashem. What can I do to bring myself closer to Hashem? And then he says, ikaf lelekei morim. Ikaf means to bow down. To bow down lelekei morim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is on high. Now, Rabbi Yonah says that the ikaf lelekei morim is also part of the question. The question is twofold. Bamo akadem Hashem. Number one, what can I do to bring myself closer to Hashem? And the second thing is ikaf lelekei morim. How can I really show humility to Hashem? Ikaf, bame. The bame goes, bame ikaf lelekei morim. Pirish. As he enunciates very clearly, the first question is, the first one is, Bamo, he says, Akadem Hashem al Roiv Chasodov. The first question is really, how can I really repay Hashem? What can I do in terms of reciprocate to Hashem for all of the Chasodim that Hashem does to me? By the way, in the Agdom of the Sefer, Oshel Shlomo, there's a Sefer from Shlomo Berman, who's called the son of the stipler. So he brings there also, in the Agdom, he says, the truth is, David HaMelech asked a question. This is an old age question. The Melech says, Mo Oshiv Lashem. The Melech says, he also was asking a question. What can I, as Dovid HaMelech, what can I, as a Yidu, to repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kol tagmulohu oloi, in Hallel. Kol tagmulohu of all of the toivois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon me. He gives me life, he gives me parnosa. He gives me all the things that I need, he gives me health. What can I do to repay Hashem? After all, whatever I'll do, is that really payment? So what really is considered important enough that this should be, I paid back Hashem, even to small measure? What can I do that would be considered? What type of currency should that be? Mo'oshev Hashem, how can I return the toivis? Kol tag mo'loy lo, Hashem did so much for me. So being that Hashem did all those favors, so many favors, how can I return it? And what the answer is? Kois Yeshua is Esau v'shem Hashem Ekra. Take the toivis that Hashem gave you, the way you pay back is v'shem Hashem Ekra, proclaim the name of Hashem. Let it be known in the world who is the Creator. Let it be known in the world who is the one that bestows all of these favors. Make Hashem's name known in the world. Bring out Kvod Shemayim in the world. That is the way to repay Hashem for whatever Hashem is doing you. Justify your existence by being marbe Kvod Shemayim, by increasing the honor of Hashem in the world. That's both by what you're saying and even more important by what you are doing. Your behavior should be such that brings out Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Yeshua says so. I take the kois Yeshuas, I take the kois of salvation that Hashem gave me, all these Yeshuas, will be Shem Hashem Ekra. I turn it in, I turn the life that Hashem gave me, I turn it by giving it back to Hashem, by living my life in a way that's B'Shem Hashem Ekra, that will proclaim in everything that I do, in every act that I do, the Shem Hashem comes out of it. That is the life of a Yid. That is the derech of a Yid. That is the mission of a Yid. That whatever pu'ula that a Yid does, Shem Hashem Ekra, that Kvod Shemayim comes out of each and every pu'ula, can be heard. The Shem Hashem Ekro, the sound of Hashem's name can be heard, comes out loud and clear from your actions of what you're doing. That's the way, and that's really the only way that Dovid HaMelech says that you can really Mo'oshev Hashem, that you can do something back to repay Hashem for Kol Tag Meloy Eloy. So here too, says the Shaar Tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yoyde, B'mo Akadim Hashem Al Roiv Chasodov. What am I able to do to pay back Hashem for Roiv Chasodov, for all of the Chasodim? Because in Micho, this is in Micho Vov, above, a little bit above, Beparsha, it's mentioned there, Mechazdei Hashem Yizbarach. Therefore, being that the Parsha above mentions the Chazdei Hashem, all of the Chesed that Hashem bestowed, therefore, it stands to reason that the question, B'moakadem Hashem, refers to what's mentioned before. B'moakadem Hashem, how can I respond, how can I appropriately repay that which Hashem did, all of these Roif Chasodim that Hashem did for me? And then comes the next question. And how can I really subdue myself? What can I do in order to be able to find my way back and to atone to the Rabbi Shalom who is most on high for most of my chatoim? So a person really is asking, the Navi says that a Yid is asking, the Yid is asking himself two questions. There are two things that he's involved with Roiv, with a lot. There's Roiv Chasodim, there's Roiv Chatoim. Regarding Roiv Chasodim, he asked a question, B'mo Akadem Hashem. How can I respond to Hashem for all of the Roiv Chasodim that Hashem did to me? There's another question. How can I lower myself for all the Chatoim that I have done? What am I supposed to be doing? Al Roiv Chatoim. How do I deal with Roiv Chatoim? And how do I respond in a positive way also for the Roiv Chasodim? V'hizkir. And he mentions the title, interesting, in regarding this question, the title that he uses, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say Stam Hashem or Elikim, Elikai Moroi. It must be in the Rabbein Shoyim that's on high. Why is he mentioning the idea on high? Why is he mentioning this aspect, that Hashem is Elikai Moroi? Says Rabbeinu Yoyin, V'hizkir Elikai Moroi, L'hoiroi Suvohidiyah, to teach and to make known, Kameroyu Asher Yikaf, because to tell you how appropriate, how humility, how low a person really should bend, Mishehimre Rom Al Hakoil. When you realize that you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is most high, because the higher the royalty against whom you rebelled, that is all the more reason now to feel humility. To feel humility. The more that you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is high and higher, that will of course in turn cause you to fall lower, understanding how far you have fallen. Because being that we want to make a point, ikaf, how much a person really should feel low, that runs contingent hand in hand, correspond to how much he understands how high HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Because the higher HaKadosh Baruch Hu is means he rebelled against that higher deity. So the higher the deity, of course, that demands more responsibility on your part, on the other end, to appreciate that. And if you look in the Novi Micha, we find that the question was actually was explained in greater detail. When we ask the question, how can I respond to Hashem? Again, the first question was Banoa or Bamei Akadem, right? Banoa Akadem Hashem. How am I able to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he said, with Roif Toiva? How am I able to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Roif Toiva? So the Novi himself goes on to say, would the answer be sacrificing a lot of karbonis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your karbonis. So go buy 100 animals and have them shechted as karbonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your karbonis. The Novi says that. Would that be the answer? Would that mean I paid back HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going and bringing, let's say, 100 calves and shechting them? Hayirtz Hashem, will I be able to beseech Hashem? Will I be able to cause Hashem to be accepting Ba'alfe Eilim by bringing thousands of rams? Or Berivavoiz Nachle Shemen? Or by giving Hashem, as it were, 10,000 rivers of oil? 10,000 rivers of oil in the material world is quite a bit. But is that going to mean anything to Hashem? Give Hashem 10,000 rivers of oil. What's that going to do? That's meaningless. Asher akadmenu behem al roif chasodot. Is that what I should be doing? This is a sarcastic statement that the Novi is saying. Is that going to be an answer? Is that going to be payment for the roif chasodot? And he says further that, even more than that. Can you imagine the ultimate sacrifice? One says, I will sacrifice my firstborn son. Imagine such a thing. But even doing something extreme like that doesn't mean anything. Just the opposite. It'd be a crime to do it. Hashem doesn't need that. Hashem doesn't want that. Ha'etein b'chayri pishi? Will I give my firstborn in exchange of my sins, of my offenses, in order to show how lowly I feel, how embarrassed I am? Laharois kiniyosi ukfifosi al roif chatoi. Would that be an answer? Is that what I should be doing? To show v'chiyani makir, by sacrificing my firstborn, to show that I recognize oitzim pisha, recognize the strength of my offense. Ki royal losses that I believe that it's important to give b'chayri korban b'avur pishi, ki rav moed v'chiyotzum. Is that what Hashem really wants? And the answer is no. Or what about if the offense is not that great? Okay, if the offense is not that great, so to speak, because pishi means doing something sometimes maliciously, that's pesha. But let's say I did something unwittingly. So, well, if doing something b'mezid means I should give my firstborn, well, then not doing something b'mezid, maybe give my second or my third, not my firstborn. The Novi says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu want any of that? Pre-bitni, the fruits, it says, of my, the fruit of my stomach, chatas nafshi, because in exchange for the averis, as, and Rabbi Yoni says, you notice, he says, b'chor, he says, in the first instance, he says, my firstborn, then he says, pre-bitni, my general children. Hiskir al ha-pesha b'chayri, regarding pshoim, which are considered to be mazid, willful. There he mentions giving up. You want to sacrifice. You think that you're going to sacrifice your firstborn. Balachatos, in those averes that are of lesser nature, right? Bishoygig, pribitni. Ki apesha, because the word pesha refers to hu hamered. That's referring to rebelliousness. Kashu om rabbi sen is a chon of rochav. Hu yoyse menachet. In any case, so all of this is part of the question, as the Novi says. The Novi says, so what am I supposed to be doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not meet my korbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not meet my sacrifices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly does not want me to sacrifice my firstborn, my second, my third, my... HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that. That's not what he wants from you. So what's the answer? So the answer is, says Rabbeinu Yoyne, in the next part of the chapter. What does it say later? V'hoysa tshuva. So the tshuva, by the way, has to be on both parts. Let's remember. So the first part of the question was, Bamo akadem l'Hashem. Bamo akadem Hashem. How can I respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Roif Chasodov? That was the first question. How do I pay back Hashem for his chasodim? The next part of the question is, how can I show embarrassment or humility regarding roif chatoim? So the answer comes back, v'hoysa tshuva. So the answer, first of all, for the first part, higid l'cha odo matoiv. He says, you are being told what is the right thing to do, what is good. Mo Hashem doirish mimcha. The Novi says, you will find out clearly, you know what Hashem wants from you? He doesn't need your korbanis again. It does need you to sacrifice all that you think you're going to sacrifice. Know what Hashem wants from you? He wants from you very simple. Ki masois mishpat, just do the right thing. Vahavas chesed, and love to do kindness. You notice here, as Bala Musa point out, it doesn't merely say, you know, be active in kindness. Which, of course, how are you going to do chesed if you're not going to be active? People can do a lot of chesed, but you know what? They may not love to do it. But for some reason, they're doing it for many, many different reasons. But they don't have a love to do it. The Navi says, you should have a love to do chesed. You should have a love to be kind. Va'ahavas chesed. You have asois mishpat, do the right thing. Chesed, you should have a love. Va'ahavas chesed. And you should have ahava for doing chesed. Kizeh. Because this aspect of having a love for doing chesed is nivchar min ho'oilos v'amenochos. That is more appreciated. That is more valuable. That's more choshev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a choice. It's more of a choice presentation. From all of the oilos, carbon oilos, from all of the offerings and the menochos and the meal offerings, lekadem bois Hashem al chasodot. And what about the second part of the question? The second part of the question was, and what can I do? What can I do to bend and to lower myself because of the roif chatoim? So he says, v'hatznei leches imalekecho. The idea is to serve Hashem in private. Do the utmost, not when other people are looking, so you get honor and you get covet and you get glory. But v'hatznei leches imalekecho. A person should be atznei leches. A person should walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He walks in Malekecho. Ze ikar kiniyoscho ukfifoscho. That is the ikar kli. Lavoides Hashem ba'atznei aleches. Because when a person does the utmost, dafke when people are not watching him, dafke when people are not aware of it, and yet he is so committed, that shows you're doing it clearly l'shem shomayim. You're doing it because you want to serve Hashem. Ki ze yoyred, that clearly is an indication. When a person does it in private, that's an indication al kiniyoscha, that's an indication on your hachnoa, on your humility, shalei sachmoit kovet al masecho, that you're not interested in pursuing kovet for your maisim hanachbodim. And then he says, af ala mailas. Then he says, and certainly, the word af, in Rabbi Yoini here, the word af here means, and kolchkem. In other words, you should not be desirous for honor. Al maisim hanachbodim means even when you're doing mitzvahs. Now, when you're doing mitzvahs, mitzvahs, of course, are honorable deeds. So you should not seek honor for that. And certainly should not seek honor for trivial matters. You should not seek honor. He says, af al hamailas ashelo yachpois behem hayoytzeres yitzura. And certainly, you should not look for honor if you possess mailas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a direct interest in it. For example, because he says, ki ein lis halal bazeh. Take no pride in richness. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in you taking pride in your Ashiras. We said you should not even take pride in us. We say don't pride doesn't mean you shouldn't be proud of doing it. Take pride means you take pride from others. To gain glory, to gain the honor. People are guests of honor, right? They have sometimes, you know, they have their ulterior motives for it, what they are for certain situations. But the idea is and certainly do not try to extract honor for types of milas which really HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in it. For example, riches, v'agvura, or power, or mina achochmas, a person has all types of different intelligence, he knows all types of different disciplines, he's smart in different areas, he has studied, and he has all types of different chochmas. There's one type of yediyah, there's one type of knowledge that deserves recognition even from others. When you know what that is? Zulasi haskel v'yodoyes Hashem Yisbarach. The fact that you know that there's a creator. Now that's something that should be even publicized. That's something that you don't hide for yourself. That's something, emunah is something that has to be proclaimed. You stand up against the world that tries to deny Hashem's presence, that tried to deny Hashem's input into the world. That's just the opposite. Did they know that the Pasuk says, as we'll soon show you, that haskel v'yodoyes Hashem, the seichel that you have in the knowledge of knowing Hashem, Yisborach, that is something that deserves you praise for that, meaning is that should be brought out. Boshenemar, as it says in Yirmiyah, al yishal el chocham b'chachmosoi, right, and the Yoshe with his Ashiras and the Gibor b'gvurosoi, except kim haskel v'yodeya oisi. The haskel means the fact that you have seichel that you know me. Knowing me, That is a mitzvah, not because you like kavod. Again, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. The idea is, first of all, you're supposed to have a simcha, number one. That's the ultimate simcha. If you are one of the lucky ones, if you are one of the lucky ones that came to see the light, to see and to recognize that there is a creator in the world, that there's a Boir Olam, then you should really have a tremendous simcha. And that's not a steer to humility. That is steer to achnoa, because that is the essence of being knowledgeable of Hashem. Appreciate, the more you appreciate it, the more, in fact, you are connected to that idea. The idea is, again, when it comes to knowing Hashem, that is the ultimate, and a person should have tremendous simcha with that. And as the Mefarshim point out as well, that's something that has to be proclaimed, that's something that should not be hidden, that's a shum that should be publicized. We find Avraham Avinu stood up connected the entire world. Avraham Avinu stood up connected the entire world in order to proclaim that there is a Boir Olam in the world. It's interesting to point out that regarding the Rabbeinu Yonah's Cheshbon, Rabbeinu Yonah, as he started out to say, bring down the chapter in Micha, where Micha says sarcastically, do I repay Hashem by sacrificing a lot of korbanos, by offering up thousands of rams or rivers of oil and so on? Because Baruch Hu doesn't need all that. What he wants you is to serve Hashem properly, to serve Hashem appropriately, and give of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for you. It's interesting to point out, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the korbanos. He wants your heart. He wants your emes digger, your avodas Hashem in truth. You might remember the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed, where Dovid HaMelech was aware already that he's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, in fact, his son Shlomo HaMelech, right, he's going to be the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Dovid HaMelech, you know, of course, at first was not very happy about that, because he really had hoped that maybe he would be the chosen one who would have the opportunity. After all, you know, that he was the one who secured the place, the Mokim. He bought the area where the Beis HaMikdash was built from Aravno HaYavusi. He bought that plot of land, and that's the place where ultimately the Beis HaMikdash, Har Maria, that's the place where the Beis HaMikdash was built. But Dovid HaMelech felt that he lost out on this tremendous opportunity to be able, and as a matter of fact, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, you're going to die first, and then your son Shlomo HaMelech, he's be the one. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But Kodesh Baruch Hu really came to Dovid HaMelech, and he consoled him. The Gemara says at the Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, and we find, he says, Toiv li yoim echod, he says, Shato oisik b'toire, me'elef oilois she'osit Shlomo bincho l'hakrif l'fona al gabim zbeach. Hashem is saying to Dovid HaMelech, one day that you study Torah is more choshev to me than 1,000 korbanos and sacrifices that your son Shlomo is going to sacrifice on the Beis HaMikdash in the future. So you see, it's not all about the korbanos. Yes, there is a Seder of korbanos. There was a Seder, of course, there is. But when you start to evaluate what really, really is the essence of serving Hashem, it's not the korbanos really what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for your service to in avodas Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Dovid HaMelech, one day of your Torah learning is more important to me is more to me than 1,000 oilos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be makriv. So we find over here again what he says. Zulosi, the only thing is what we are allowed to bring out and to take pride in, he says, not covet for Torah mitzvahs. The covet should be, as we said, knowing Hashem. Knowing Hashem is a mitzvah to be mefarsam Hashem's name. That is the emes. There's no cheshash of gaiva, because that is something that should be so essential. It'd be so simple to believe in Hashem. The truth is, it's really something like a mind-boggling thing. How people tend, and we're talking about intellectual people, to deny the existence of Hashem. I always say, just take just one limb and to see how much ingenuity. Just take the eye. Just try to analyze what goes into the eye to be able to, the eye, the ability to see and to see all of the construction and all of the detail. Just one thing. And now, just multiply that by the thousands of miles of network of, you know, the veins and the blood vessels and millions of cells and things that reproduce themselves, and all that just happened like that. Well, so there's reasons for, by the way, for the misguidedness also. That's a different talk someplace else. Rabbi Chanan discussed it. How's it possible that great intellectual people yet denied the existence of Hashem, which seems to be so simple, really, that when you're 13 years old, bar mitzvah, you already have the obligation to understand it. The question is, how can we demand from a 13-year-old, 13-year-old, you're bar mitzvah, now you become responsible, you're a man, right? So you're responsible to understand there's a creator. Well, how can you demand from a 13-year-old, who still, after all, his mind is not fully, yet there, Right? You're still a young adult, let's put it this way. So when you have 70-year-old philosophers, great philosophers, who deny the existence of a creator, so how do you expect a 30-year-old to be able to understand it? And the basic answer is because knowing Hashem should be quite simple. You don't have to be a big intellectual to it. It doesn't take much. You have to explain why they don't understand it. That would need to be explained. And there's explanations, which I think once we touched upon it, but we don't want to get into that now. So Akoponim, so this is what Rabbeinu Yoin is pointing out for us. Regarding that, the topic where he started out, that the order of the Baal Tshuva, Hachnoa, the humility aspect, I just wanted to tell you, we spoke about the Chofetz Chaim, there's just fascinating words. Fascinating words. I want to tell you, the Chofetz Chaim, you know, on the Kochim, he wrote a sefer called Likutei Halochis. And in sefer Likutei Halochis, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hagdom, I'm just going to read you two lines. I think it says it all. Two lines of the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Hagdomah, the introduction to his Sefer Likutei Halochis. He writes like this: "V'chein onoichi ha'shofel v'ha'oni, and so to I, the lowly one and the poor one." He doesn't mean poor in money. He says, "V'chein onoichi ha'shofel v'ha'oni b'toyru ma'isim toivim." So to I, says the Chofetz Chaim, who am so low, he says, I'm so low and so poor in Torah and Maisim Tovim, she'eini yoideya b'Torah afila halocha achas al burya. Chofetz Chaim. I cannot, he says, claim to know even one halocha. He says, al burya means perfectly. Yeah, I know something about it. Yeah, al burya means to know it inside out. He says, I cannot claim to know even one halocha, he says, al burya, to say that I really know it fully, perfectly, he says. The only afila mitzvah achas b'shlei Musa. Now I don't have my entire career. I don't have even one mitzvah. He says there was mekayim and total shleimus. Kvi mashin itztavinu mipi adoin ho'olam yizbarach shemoy, as we were commanded from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think the commentary is not necessary on these tremendous words of the Chofetz Chaim. Let's just point out that regarding what we saw over here. From the words of the Shaar Tshuva, regarding the avoid of a person hachnoa, and the Shaar Tshuva went out to say, not only a person shouldn't seek the glory for his ma'isim tovim, but as a matter of fact, if possible, yastirim, he should try to hide it. He should try to hide it, sort of like camouflage his madregas. People shouldn't know. It's a very common thing. They know there are certain people, you know, who do a lot of fasting. There are some people who fast Sheni v'Chamishi Mondays and Thursdays, during the Shoivim period. I happen to know one or two. And there are certain people I know who fast, I think, every Erev Chodesh. B'kvias. But it's of course, it's not known. That's part of the chashivas of that avoider. The moment that one takes a glory out of that kind of a tainus, reduces the whole quality of that kind of fasting. There are people, yes, today, here in this Beis Medrash, who fast every Erev Chodesh. Coming to me, asking me, when can I host fast? So, when can I break the fast? What is the time? So I realize that, and so on. So, that's all part of it. The idea of fasting is a purpose. It's not merely refraining from eating. It's a commitment in serving Hashem in a certain way, that a person makes that commitment. So, it's interesting that in the Sefer Yaitiv Lev, who is, of course, the Zayde of the Sat Meruv, Zechon Avrocha, the Divrei Yoel, you know, Yosef HaTzadik in Sifra Chassidus is synonymous with Tzadikei Hador. In other words, Tzadikim is synonymous with Yosef. When the Torah talks about Yosef HaTzadik, symbolically, Yosef is symbolic of any Tzadik in any generation. We find that Yosef HaTzadik, as a matter of fact, in Parshas Vayigash, before he makes himself known to his brothers, then the Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk says there, Yosef already couldn't contain himself, right? And there was a lot of people there in front of him, and he did not want to reveal himself to his brothers in front of all the people. So the pasuk is Vayikra, he cried out, he called out, Hoitziu kol ish molai. Let's remove everybody from here. I want to remain alone. Hoitziu kol ish molai. Omad ish itoy bihizvada Yosef alechov. So there was nobody there when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. That is the simple, of course, meaning of the Pasuk. So, B'derech Remes, B'derech Avoida. B'derech Remes, says the Yaitiv Lev, the Pasuk is telling us the Avoida of a Tzadik, how a Tzadik serves Hashem. What do you see in that Pasuk? So he says, There's the Sefer Noyim Megodim. So let me tell you, the Sefer Noyim Megodim is really a classic Hasidish Sefer. The Machaber was a Yid by the name of Reb Lezer Halevi Ish Horowitz. So to give you an idea, the Haskomis, who gave him Haskomis? He received Haskomis. If you open up the Sefer Noyim Megodim, he has Haskomis from the Kojin Tzemagit. Haskomis from the Kojin Tzemagit. He has Haskomis from the Chayz of Lublin. And he has Haskomis from the Abteru, from the Yoyev Yisrael. And more. I just mentioned the three really famous Gedolei Yisrael. These are the ones who give Haskomis and write tremendous things about him. So in the Sefer Noyim Megodim, he says a pshat, Yishaya Novi says, Ayin lo yira'aso l'kim zelosecho. For example, the Gemara says, pshat neposik, no one, even the Nevi'im, even the prophets, do not know what Olam Haba actually looks like. Because they never seen it. Ayin lo yira'aso, says the Gemara, no eye has seen it, l'kim zelosecho, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can imagine what Olam Haba is like, at least we can try to imagine, but no one really saw it. Only those that are there. Even the Nevi'im. Ayin lo yira'aso l'kim zelosecho. So the Noyim Megodim says that the pshat is that a person who is an Oyved Hashem, when a person is an Oyved Hashem, should try to be an Oyved Hashem, not in front of peers where people see and observe him, because then he's apt to do it in a better way just because they're watching him. So what he said is, Ayin lo yira'aso, nobody should see your Avoyda Elekim Zalasecha, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see it. Time is only saying, because when other people see you're doing it with Pnias and Machshavas, then you have ulterior motives. So the Noyim Megodim said, pshat, Ayin lo yira'aso. No other eye should see your avoda. Elikim zolosecho, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do whatever you're doing, l'shem shemayim. Similar to what we learned the Shari Tshuva over here. That v'yastirem, try to hide your ma'isim as much as possible, not to receive glory and covet for your ma'isim toivim. So the Noyim Megodim said, Ayin lo yira'aso. No eye sees your avodas Hashem. Elikim zolosecho. So regarding to that, points out the Yet of Lev. He says, Yosef HaTzadik, but that's synonymous, that's symbolic of any tzadik. He says, "V'lo yochel Yosef liisapik." Yosef means the tzadik gedor has to do his avodas Hashem. The time comes, zaman tefillah and so on. But you know, around the tzadik you have many people. What's he going to do? He can't throw them out. So what does the tzadik do? It means that sometimes he's forced to serve Hashem dafke in front of people. "V'lo yochel Yosef liisapik l'chol anitzovim olav." You have the tzadik. Yosef is a symbolic name for the tzadik, where he's not able to get around it because there's so many people around him, and yet he has to serve Hashem. He has no etzah. He can't always throw people out, because sometimes, behechrich, you are just surrounded by people. So what does the tzaddik do? So at the yaitav level, what the tzaddik does is, vayikro. So the tzaddik puts in a special tefillah to Hashem. What is a special tefillah? Hoitziu kolish molai. Remove from my heart the presence of these people. I should be oblivious to them. He had no brayer. There are people all around him. So what does the tzaddik do? He does not want to serve Hashem dafka in the presence of people. He wants to serve kula l'shem shemayim. So vayikra, so he's mispelled to Hashem. Hoitziu kolish ma'olai means take out the presence of the people from within me. I should not be aware. I should be oblivious for them, b'chlal, being here. Similarly to that, we find also that the Mefarshim say pshat regarding the posik. The Noyim Megodim says, as a matter of fact, we find in Hazinu it says, Hashem bodod yanchenu ve'ein imoy eil necho. It means, the Pasuk says, that Hashem alone guided him. It means Hashem alone guides Klal Yisrael, and they have no foreign gods. Ve'ein imoy eil necho. So Noyim Megodim says, based upon what we said, Hashem bodod yanchenu. A person should feel that he is in isolation, he's only with Hashem, and he's not serving any foreign gods. When you do something because other people are looking, that's foreign gods also. You are making them into people, you're serving because of them. If you're serving because of them, in essence, they become the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you're serving for ulterior, Zarah means for strange reasons. You should be serving Hashem for the right reason, Hashem Shamayim. Hashem Bodod Yanchenu. If Hashem keeps you, Bodod means isolated, alone, then the Ein Imoy El Nechor, you will not have the foreign gods, means that it will not be Avodah Zarah, it will not be for ulterior motives, but it will be Kuloi Kuloi, the Shem Shemayim. So that is the Avodah Zodam. So let's just conclude the next 3-4 minutes that we have. Let me just tell you something, a fascinating thing. That Ravissa Zalman, who used to be the, in Europe, should be the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva of Slutsk, who was the Shver, Rabban Kotler, Zechron Lavrocha. So he once went to give his shir escorted by a Talmud, Yeshivas Eitz Chaim Yerushalayim. So Mr. Zalman goes, by the way, I want to mention Mr. Zalman was the only godel b'chayov of the Chazon Ish. Not even the Chazon Ish was alive, Mr. Zalman and many other gedolim, but Mr. Zalman was the only one that the Chazon Ish addressed to him the title of Moron, Master. Chazon Ish wrote letters to many gedolim, but would not address them with the title Moron. Mr. Zalman was the only one who received that covet from the Chazon Ish, that while he was alive, still Chazon Ish, when he addressed him, wrote to him, L'chvoid Moron. That was supposed to be a very distinct title that very, very few were zoiche, a kapon from the Chazon Ish, and he got it, he had it. So when Mr. Zalman went, escorted by a Talmud, on the way to the yeshiva, all of a sudden, in the way, it's not quite a distance to go, the clouds began to darken, and you had thunder and lightning, and it began to rain moiridik. But they had no braver, he had no umbrella, but he just continued to go. He has to make it on time to his shir. So in spite of the rain, drenched wet, but they walked as quickly as they could. On the way, who do you think stops him? Stops him. A beggar. So a beggar stops him all of a sudden. Someone who is collecting money. He said, L'sarach mitzvah. So Mrs. Zalman stops, and he couldn't find exactly the coins that he was looking for. So he puts his hand in his pocket and starts to scratch in his pocket, his right pocket, his left pocket. In the meantime, he's getting drenched and drenched and drenched. This person doesn't have the seichel. He's holding up Mrs. Zalman. And he's waiting there for his nedova. Mrs. Zalman just looks as long as it takes. And finally, he finds the money and gives him a nedova. And then he continues on to the shir. So the Talmud that was walking with Mrs. Zalman says to him, he says, he doesn't have any seichel, he says, this person, he says. He sees that it's raining, literally. And he sees that the Rosh Yeshiva, you're getting drenched. It's not the appropriate time to stop you in the middle. Maybe he'll chop you in the Beis Medrash later. But not to stop him. And Mrs. Zalman said, very, very, very poshut, he says. He says, my malacha is to say yeshir, he says, in yeshiva. His malacha is to collect money. He's doing his job. Like I'm walking now in order to go say yeshir. Well, his job is to stop people, sister. That's his malacha, that's my malacha. This it was the nevis of Reis Zalman. This is the humility of Reis Zalman. He could not find any fault in the anhog of the other person, but only turned it into a mila. It is said, Agav Ruchid, that the Chazon Ish once visited Reis Zalman in Yerushalayim. He came to be mekabel ponim him. Reis Zalman lived in a shechuna called Oyel Moshe. And when the Chazon Ish came in, so Zalman became very nisragish, very emotional, that the Chazon Ish himself came to visit him. And you know what he answered? He banged on the table, and he said to Chazon Ish, because of you, I just lost half of my Olam Haba, because of the COVID. Similar to the mice with the Chofetz Chaim. He said, you realize what you did? You cost me half of my Olam Haba. The COVID that you gave me, that you came to visit me, this is going to cost me already. So half of my Olam Haba. But he well knows what circles around. Again, we're talking about Hachnor, talking about humility. Let me just conclude. Rabbi Ari Levine was known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Levine was the shver of Rabbi Yashiv, and a blessed Plachinsky, and so on. So Rabbi Levine used to say a shir, he says, for Balabatim between Minche Marif. To say shir for Balabatim between Minche Marif. And from time to time, after the shir, he would conclude with some words of Musar. So it would take another 5-10 minutes, about 5 minutes or so. After the shir, she was a shir halach of some sort. But after the shir, then he would continue with some words of Musar. And midos in character. In that shul, he says, also Rabbi Zalman used to daven from time to time in that particular shul. So once Rabbi Zalman came in for Maariv, came to daven Maariv, and Rabbi Ari Levine was still in his shmooze, just finishing his shmooze. Rabbi Ari Levine was still talking. And Rabbi Zalman came in. Normally would be the time for Maariv already, but it said Rabbi Ari Levine had delayed. After the shir, he continued on to say that particular shmooze. And particular time, that the shmooze at that time was the topic of being mechabed one's wife. Rabbi Levine was talking about the chiv of an odom to be mechabed is ishtoi. Gemara says a person has to be mechabed is ishtoi yosem megufoi. To be mechabed his wife even more, to be mechabed is ishtoi. And to be noik, appropriate kovet. You have to extend proper kovet and honor your wife properly. At the end of the shir, Rabbi Zalman goes over with this, all of the seriousness on his face and with all the anivis, and he says, Rabbi Arya, your words really went deep into my heart, he says. I made a cheshbon nefesh, I realized I'm not honoring my wife and stuff, he said. He took it personally. He said, and well, from now on, he says, I'm going to try to be mechabed her even more. When Rabbi Arya heard that, the Imam Shah almost exploded. The Godel Hador, my drasha wasn't for you, I was speaking to the people in general. You happened to walk in, he says. But Rabbi Zalman, hearing the words of Rabbi Levine, took those words as if he is giving Musa to him, and as if in fact that he was speaking to him. And he says to him, "No, no, no," says Rabbi Zalman, "I want you to know." And by the way, this is the Hagdom of the Evan Hosel, not the whole Maisa, but this part of it. Rabbi Zalman says, "You know, it's my Rebbetzin who's Magia, my Ksav, if I used to write over." Rabbi Zalman's Ksav Yad was not so, but his Rebbetzin had a good Ksav Yad. So Zalman's Chedushim was written over. His Rebbetzin's name was Hinda Bela. It's known, it's in the Sefer also, a lot of stories about her as well. She's not such a simple Rebbetzin. She's a Balas Madrega herself. So she used to write over his Chedushim. So many times, if Rabbi Saddam was not satisfied with her Hagoyas, or he would criticize her. So Rabbi Saddam says, because of your shmooze, he says, I'm going to be careful how to criticize her. I'm going to choose better words to make sure that it comes across in a way that it's not hurtful at all. He says, I realize many times I'm overly critical against her. So Kaponim, again, this is the Hanhoge of Gedolei Yisrael. This was the Anivus of Gedolei Yisrael. This is the Hachnoah. And this is something to aspire to at least a little bit to be able to reach those Madregas. And Mamela, this is a true way of reaching some sort of a level in Avodas Hashem, and we should all be zeichet to do that.